spinniest day of the year. It's time. We haven't done this in a while. For some Wednesday morning fun facts. That's right. Whimsical anecdotes for your Wednesday. Is today really the shortest day in history, as many news outlets are reporting? No. But we are 1.3 milliseconds shorter than a normal day, thanks to the Earth's rotation, which has to do with how far the moon is away right now. If we don't have cloud cover tonight, we will get a full moon, a buck moon, and that'll get us going a little bit back on our calculations. But July 22nd, we're going to do this again. It's going to be even faster by a couple milliseconds. And then by August 5th, that will be the shortest day. Nearly 2 milliseconds shy of a full 24 hours.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where is it all going?
We are counting this down by the millisecond right there. Yet, somehow, the show will still last a full four.
Maybe seem like six or seven.
Or more like three till about 9 o'clock every day. Fun fact.
So after decades of shoes off and shoes on at airports around the globe, it all came to an end yesterday. We talked about it during KB's Top 10. And, well, you may be an influencer. Because then, the Department of Homeland Security followed suit.
Then, they
did.
Mm-hmm.
Rumors were swirling in all sorts of media outlets that the mandatory shoe rule was going into effect. Nobody had any confirmation. But then, Kristi Noem made it official at Ronald Reagan National Airport. She says the TSA has changed a lot since 2006. Mm. They now have a multi-layered approach to security. It looked at how they do business, what it takes to make people feel safe, and if you can imagine this, government employees focused on hospitality as well.
Ah, there you go. So if you want to...
Here to serve.
What, are they going for Google reviews now? I like that they finally had to confirm it after everything was out.
Yeah. I mean, it's maybe let everybody know. So I wonder if they just launched it and they tried to make it a soft launch.
Mm.
And then everyone was like,
We don't do soft launches here.
Uh-uh.
We got big, giant, oversized scissors. We're going to cut that ribbon. Yesterday, so there was an FTC rule that would have required streaming services to make it easier for us to cancel. The one-click cancel bill. It was passed.
Oh.
It was happening.
Yes.
A federal judge struck it down yesterday for some reason. And speaking of companies that you've tried to break away from at some point or another, AT&T yesterday completed their $7.6 billion sale of DirecTV. Or as their press release says, AT&T has completed the $7.6 billion sale of DirecTV. Deal and availability may vary. Offer may be void due to non-payment or during thunderstorms. Deal does not include channels people actually watch. Sale subject to change without notice. Deal will be signed between the hours of 12 and 6 p.m. That's a fun fact.
So you ever complained about kids today and how they just don't know how to do the normal things in life? Well, fear not. We've got someone for that. Namely, an etiquette coach for the members of Gen Z that are new to this thing called working. Mm. Now, if you're not familiar, these are the 13 to 28-year-olds in society. And these etiquette coaches are teaching them proper workplace behavior. Apparently, employers are having problems because they show up to work in sweats.
Ah.
They leave their food wrappers strewn around.
Bruh.
And struggle with basic manners, personal hygiene, and even eye contact. They want this entitled behavior to stop and improve what they call soft skills. I don't know what a soft skill is.
I
need an etiquette coach.
There is a new trend now with Gen Z. They've invented micro retirements.
I need that.
Not making this up. This is where you take a week off of work and then you go back. Nobody tell them it's called a vacation.
Yes, they thought maybe in the policy.
Although they never stay at jobs long enough to probably accrue more than 1 week. Speaking of Microsoft, earlier this week laid off 9,000 employees.
Whoa!
In the middle of a newly announced $80 billion AI investment.
Oh.
Yes. And apparently, those that lost their jobs with Microsoft in these layoffs, Microsoft suggested in their outboarding process that they use ChatGPT for advice on taking their next steps in their careers.
My, what nice jortas you have on.
Thank you. Get your jortas ready. And then finally, in a non-weather-like survey, 7% of Americans have said they enjoy humid weather.
Oh, really?
7% of Americans. In an unrelated survey, 93% of the rest of us are wondering, what is wrong with you, 7% out there? That is a fun fact indeed. Well, you're going to love it today. High at 93W, coming up next time.
Waking up the Westoplex, it's KB and Heather Lee.